All right, see ya.
Love ya.
Love ya. We'll talk more.
All right. God save.
Yep. Fuck, Mom! Fuck!
Oh my God, Jay.
Fuck!
She was the idiot.
I want a lawsuit! I want a fucking lawsuit! Right now, motherfucker!
Good morning, you deplorables. I hope everybody had a good night's sleep. I know I did, considering every single one of us were absolutely exhausted. We went to bed late, and then we had to completely change schedules around out of nowhere. But, hope everybody's doing well. If you guys are not on Telegram, I'm telling you again, you're missing out. After a while, I'm just going to stop talking about it, because the more we grow, you know what I mean? It's like, the more awesome it becomes. And I don't want to be the king of awesomeness. So if you guys don't want to be on Telegram, don't worry about it. But if you do, go to at Patriot Club Bot and become a member of Dr. Patriot Club. Now, I just have a few things that I want to share with you guys today. I actually got an email from one of my subscribers. And they asked me a question. The question that they asked me was, Doc, where do you see yourself in 5 years? That was the only thought that I had. Ugh, that was the only thought that I had. Horses, no more cars, and hazmat suits with gas masks. That's the only thing that I could come up with. Should I say? No, I'm not going to say it yet. I'll wait. Okay. This shit is insane. A reason why I feel that that's the situation that we're all going to be in, even though I pray to God that I'm wrong, is because of stupid shit like this. I want you to listen to the lies that they create to try and take us over and get rid of our food supply. Listen.
We have a government that says there is a nitrogen crisis and we have to expropriate 3,000 farms unless they voluntarily sell their farms to the state, because we need to solve this crisis. And you see now that there is a constant debate already for months where people go back and forth of, okay, but how can we fight this nitrogen crisis? Is what the government's doing? Well, maybe forceful buyout goes a little too far, but maybe we can do this. And people get stuck in that narrative because, you know, this crisis is presented to us as a truth, as something that our government literally says is sacred. Those climate goals that they have to comply with are what they say is sacred. And what I really have refused in this whole debate is stay in that narrative, because the premise on which it's built is false. You know, you can't go and debate people if they say, oh no, but there is a nitrogen crisis and this needs to happen. It's a falsehood. It's a lie. It's a cover-up. It's a pretext. And that is something that I feel happens a lot nowadays, especially in the last 3 years, what we've seen with COVID, is that we are presented with a false narrative, with lies, and then forced to debate within that circle of lies. Whereas with this, I will tell you straight up, there is no nitrogen crisis. It doesn't exist except for on paper, and it's manufactured by people who have a very clear, I would say clear, agenda for us people. And it is an inhumane agenda. It is You know, I feel like people often, I really would like to hear what you think about that, but I've always noticed that people find it a little bit scary to talk about intent. You know, it's like, oh, we'll listen to conservative ideas or we'll listen to right-wing thought, but the moment you suggest that the people in power actually have an evil agenda, people get really scared. They're like, oh no, that's conspiratorial. But I think it's the case in this one.
A nitrogen crisis. And because of a nitrogen problem, we have to get rid of 3,000 farms across the United States. It's so funny how they could tell these lies. And here's what shocks me. People believe it. They believe it. A nitrogen crisis? Oh my God, that sounds like the worst thing in the world. Doesn't it? Guess what? It's all predicated on bullshit. They just need a reason to make sure that your ass starves to death. Sorry for being the bearer of bad news, but that's what it is at the end of the day. But somehow, some way, these stupid motherfuckers believe it. For example, on the topic of stupid motherfuckers, I know I'm probably going to lose a couple subs for saying that, but fuck it. Turns out there's a lot more to this thing that we're looking at in the sky that we called the sun. There's actually a lot more to it. Now, it's so complex that I won't even embarrass myself trying to break it down. But I want to show you guys something.
People are not going to believe what I saw today. So I was driving to Walmart, and I pulled up to a red light. And when I did, the sun was just like, had this look to it, and I felt something say, record it. Trying, and then the light turned green, so I had to go. So I pull into Hardee's. There's like a homeless person like sitting on the curb, reading a book. And I pull right in the middle of the parking lot, get out of the car, and I start recording. Before I show you these mind-blowing recordings, why is it we have been lied to our entire life? They know everything that is out there, but they have told us nothing. This is the sun. Don't believe me? Watch this. The video. Basically, I was messing around with the speed and the exposure, trying to see what was there that I was not able to see with my own eyes. So right here, I'm recording, right? I'm not adding or taking away anything except for light. That's all that's being messed with in the video is light. This is about to pop up again. Why is it a crescent? Like the moon is a crescent, right? And here again. Watch the sun, high exposure, all of a sudden you see a crescent. High exposure, crescent, with energy running through it. This crescent popping up is the driving force of the sun's energy. Is it a coincidence it's a crescent, just like the moon? And that's not the only thing I saw. You know how we think that chemtrails come from planes? Now, I know some do, right? I've seen planes in the air. Some don't, and I got a picture of it. You see this picture taken? Right? You see it? I'm about to blow it up for you. Now what do you see? Where's the plane? It's not a plane. It's an orb of light. What is it? Is it a UFO? Is it a fallen angel? You might say, hey, dude, that's far-fetched. How is it a fallen angel? God tells us where these demonic fallen angels live. They are in heavenly places. God tells us to watch the skies. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it is. I know it's not a plane. I'm sure you can see it's not a plane. I'm sure skeptics and cognitive dissonance will jump on and say, oh, it's this or that, but I mean, you can clearly see it's an orb of light creating these trails. Think all we need to know about this world and this earth is to zoom in, whether on the microscopic level or zoom in general. I don't know about y'all, but I'm tired of being lied to. And don't forget, we are in the alien agenda right now. Congress has been meeting about it. It's been all over the news. NASA hired priests. We are getting ready for the Great Deception when the fallen angels come down and they pretend to be our makers.
The one with the sun, I absolutely cannot explain. I can't even pretend to begin to try to understand. Is there something on the sun that's given it its power? What kind of fuel does it use? Who put it there? And why? Is this a New World Order thing? Is this a Bill Gates thing? Clearly something's there. I don't know, folks. That's why I tell you guys, we've been lied to about every damn thing. Everything. Every fucking thing that they've ever told us has been a lie. This is like the Matrix on steroids. This whole world is a lie. The only thing that's real is Jesus. The only thing that's real is God. But as far as the evil bastards that were also tossed out of heaven and down here with us, they've just been running amok, confusing the hell out of people, lying to us, corrupting us. Speaking about lies and corruption, if you don't believe that these people secretly, absolutely despise us, can you explain this?
This drug is the antibiotic flucloxacillin. It's been prescribed here by a GP in the UK. It was prescribed on the 25th of October, 2021. This is what the tablet looks like. Put the capsule down there. This is a magnet. Let's empty the drug out. This is just the capsule. I'm putting this bit into this glass and adding some hot water. Capsule's starting to melt. So after 5 minutes, the gelatin has dissolved, as it would have done in your stomach. And look what the result was. Now, what's going to happen with the magnet? Oh, what is the magnet able to do? Now, what is in this capsule that is magnetic, that I can bring all these particles around and around and up.
Oh yeah, you saw that correctly. But then again, that's what, the 15th, 20th video that I've showed you guys like that? With the graphene oxide? These motherfuckers sure are sneaky. They're sneaky. You're gonna get that shit in your body whether you like it or not, they scream. So don't worry about it, just take the capsule. You think that's a conspiracy theory? Is Doc crazy? Have I lost my mind? Am I insane? Here's an oldie, but a goodie. If you really trust them with your medications, do you think you could also trust them with your phones?
Wild and crazy Friday night findings. We just discovered which we already knew, that your phone, an iPhone specifically, takes an infrared picture of you with your Face ID every 5-ish seconds. And we looked at it through an infrared camera, and it's pretty wild. Let's show you.
Okay, have your home screen?
It's on the home screen.
Not touching anything?
No buttons.
Okay, infrared lens on the camera. Boom, there was one. Two. That's so wild. Okay, cover the camera.
Okay.
Oh, there is another one. Okay. Nothing. Oh, it's trying. It's taking pictures of your finger. Okay, move your finger. Ready? Boom. Wild.
Complete conspiracy theory, I bet. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Your phone's only taking pictures of you every time you touch it. I wonder what for. And of course, if you think that's a conspiracy theory, even though the writing's on the wall, I already present you guys with the evidence. But could fake humans really be walking among us? I'm going to show you two videos back to back, and you tell me, how far would they go to fake someone being alive? Think Joe Biden.
Hello, I'm Alex. Let's make friends. How are you?
Yeah. See how real they look? I don't know. Sometimes I feel as if you guys think I'm here just spinning my fucking wheels. When that could be not further from the truth. I'm here trying to wake people up, man. Wake up. Nothing is what we think it is. This world's not where we think it is. The people that rule us, you know, the elected officials to create the illusion that we're, you know, we get to pick our leaders. I'm starting to see more and more that that's just not the case. Every single day. I don't know. And then on top of that, what's one thing right now that is influencing people to the point of insanity? TikTok. That's why about 17 states now have taken measures to ban TikTok in their states. It literally causes tics in young women, at least from the videos that I've seen. But how powerful is TikTok? Who would want to use TikTok as a weapon against us? Maybe the World Health, World Economic Forum, sorry, the WEF? I don't know. What do they have to say about TikTok?
Trusted Messenger project, which was called Team Halo, where we trained scientists around the world and some doctors on TikTok. And we had TikTok working with us. And these scientists, who had virtually no following to start with, got verified tics. They started bringing people in their community into their labs, into their offices, and answering their questions, engaging with them. It really took off, and many of them became kind of like national media go-to advisors. And, you know, so...
TikTokers. Advisors, national security advisors, is that what she said? They're advising us now? A bunch of idiots that do nothing but bullshit on camera and then upload it for a bunch of million other losers to look at and give it likes? Anything that corrupts the mind can be used as a weapon. Think about it. Facebook, MySpace, Instagram, Twitter. If you're so caught up in that, if you're so busy looking down and not looking up, which is where we should be looking, that's a weapon for them. Why wouldn't they use TikTok? If I was an evil genius, fuck, I'd use it too. If I know that I could captivate and manipulate the minds of the people that I'm trying to control, oh, you better believe I will. But I'm not evil. And I'm far from a genius. I don't know. Let's end with some comedy before I go. Speaking of TikTokers, we're going to end with some TikTok comedy. Remember to subscribe to Dr. Patriot on Rumble, on BitChute, on Brighteon. If you're on Truth Social, you could find me at Real Dr. Patriot on Truth Social. Fuck YouTube. I'm done with YouTube. I'll never go back to YouTube. I'm just milking them right now for what I can. So, not like financially, because YouTube has never paid me a dime, but I'll just use their platform when it's convenient. But at the end of the day, they can go fuck themselves. A bunch of socialists. I love you guys, but let's laugh just a little bit.
You ever wonder who has the most followers on TikTok?
I got your milkies.
Me neither. Till I saw this kid, who makes some of the most lifelike portraits I've ever seen. Surely this is what the majority of the world is fawning over, right? Nah, of course not. It's a random girl who takes photos of herself in the mirror. Yeah, 120 million followers, the most followed person on the entire platform. I mean, it makes sense. Look at how she stands and looks at the camera. How does she do it, folks? It's not like you can find someone who's blessed with this level of talent on every block in every neighborhood, at every high school, at every mall, and virtually every square mile of the entire country where people own phones and mirrors. No, this one's special. And to think I was wasting my time idolizing someone who can replicate perfect renditions of the human face. I mean, now I understand why so many people are having a hard time containing themselves in the comments. This is the video that put me over the edge. I couldn't believe it. I called everyone I knew. I mean, just look at how she stands there. I could only imagine how she picks up her camera and presses record. I wonder what her secret is. Oh wow, that's incredible. Oh wow. It's a prodigy. This is a prodigy. You know, now that I've been exposed to the most interesting person in the world, I get it. Why would anyone waste their time making art when they're already looking at a masterpiece in the mirror? This is the type of inspiration the youth has been missing since the Renaissance. Just think of all the time and money you wasted going to museums and art galleries. Now you can just pick up your phone and stare at people breathing on TikTok for free. What a time to be alive.
And guys, there you go. It's right there on the screen. I know a lot of you love being in the chat and blah, 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 blah. Guys, it makes no point being in the chat if you're not in the live streams. So if anybody is, joined up to Dr. Patriot Club chat, you guys might as well become members, because you guys are honestly doing a disservice to yourself, because the live streams is where it's at. All right. I think last couple live streams we went over 10 hours. All right, I'm the only one that does it the way I do it in the entire internet. That's a fact that I'm very proud of. So go to @PatriotClubBot, sign up, and become a member of Dr. Patriot Club. If you're just in the chat, you're missing out.
Bam, I look, or see you as the fuck I look.